Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jesse Lefan. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Fitzgerald. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Snyder. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Stobbs. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Chuck Stobbs. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting third. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Sam Mealy. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Milt Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Brown. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Hal Brown. And now, play ball. Jesse Lefan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lefan hits a pop-up towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Vernon, and towards Runnels, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. Goodman moves to second. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Yost now playing third base. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is walked intentionally. Wayne Terwilliger now playing third base. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terwilliger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into left field. Seavers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Stobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stobbs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Goodman hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen strikes out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terwilliger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels strikes out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Busby reaches second base with a double. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seavers is 0 for 1 in the game. Seavers is walked intentionally. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatton hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0 for 1 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Stobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Stobbs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Snyder moves to third. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0 for 1 in the game. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Goodman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fitzgerald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive towards short. Bowling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Runnels catches it and throws to first to double up Williams. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mealy hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0 for 2 in the game. Fitzgerald takes first base on ball 4. Lemon moves to second. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. Lemon moves to third. Fitzgerald moves to second. Two outs. Chuck Stobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stobbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stobbs is hit by the pitch. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0 for 2 in the game. Terwilliger is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatton strikes out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Seavers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seavers. White reaches second base with a double. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 3 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Busby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Runnels moves to second. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seavers is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Seavers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stobbs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stobbs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 3 in the game. Jensen hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fitzgerald hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 2 in the game. with a walk. Mealy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 3 in the game. Hatton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 3 in the game. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the mound. Staub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. White hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0 for 3 in the game. Terwilliger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Terwilliger reaches second base with a double. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Terwilliger moves to third. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Bolling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bolling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown bunts in front of the plate. Fitzgerald fields it and throws to first for the out. Bolling moves to second. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terwilliger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bolling moves to third. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 4 in the game. Jensen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bolling fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bolling. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Busby. The throw from White and he is safe. Busby steals second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Sievers is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Lemon hits a pop-up towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Fitzgerald takes first base on ball 4. Tom Wright pinch hits for Jerry Snyder. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Busby scores. Fitzgerald moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Senators. Chuck Stobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stobbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Stobbs is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesce now playing shortstop. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Mealy hits a fly ball into left field. Seavers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Lenhart pinch hits for Grady Hatton. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terwilliger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-4 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 1, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.